世纪继了亚伯拉罕以撒雅各以后呢，从37章一直到50章呢，就以这个约瑟和犹大为主。
We see in Genesis, the book of Genesis, after the story of Abraham of Jacob, so starting from chapter 37 and onward, the main characters would be Judah and Joseph.
那么这个上次我们是分享了37和38章。
So last time we shared about chapters 37 and 38.
如果你不太熟悉他们故事的话，你可以把圣经打开到39到41章今天。
So if you're not very familiar with these stories, please turn your Bible to Genesis 39 and 40. Chapters 39 and 40.
41. Chapter 9 through 41. 我们今天还是要继续讲这两个人。
And we'll continue to talk about these two people.
但是可能就是比较集中在约瑟的身上。
But mostly focused on Joseph.
这两个人呢，我稍微提一下，因为可能有人上次没有听到。约瑟呢，是一个最少数的，没有记载他有什么过错的人之一。
So I'll have a brief introduction for those who were not here last time. So Joseph is one of the characters in the Bible who pretty much had no flaws, seems like very little.
但是你可以看见他是一个遭遇非常不幸的一个人。
But also he was also a very unfortunate man.
但是呢，却是一个得到长子名分的人。
He experienced a lot of tribulations, but he got the firstborn right.
犹大呢是犯过出卖自己弟弟的一个罪行的一个人。
And Judah had the sin of betraying his selling his own brother.
但是呢，他后来就悔改，成为愿意为弟弟牺牲的人了。
But he repented later and was willing to sacrifice for his brother.
也就是说，他基本上就是表示一个至忠长臣，会为弟弟为家人牺牲的一个领袖。
And that is he became a leader who was willing to sacrifice for his family and his brothers.
所以你看见，在这个十二个支派里面，十二个孩子的里面，雅各十二个孩子里面。
So as you see, among the 12 children of Jacob,
神好像在圣经里用这两个支派代表了全部的以色列人。
So and God used these 12 tribes to represent all Israelites.
这两个
God used these two tribes, the tribes of Joseph and Judah, to represent the whole Israelites.
那我们今天就从那个约瑟同父异母的哥哥们硬着心不理他苦苦要求把他丢到坑里以后，我们开始啊。
So today we're going to start our talk on sharing from the story when Joseph was begging his brothers to not to sell him, but his brothers hardened their hearts and still threw him into the pit and sold him.
Yeah.
So we'll start from here.
我们看见一直到三十九章，大概有13年之久啊，是他这辈子最困难的阶段。
So all the way till chapter 39, about 13 years long, that was the hardest time of life for Joseph.
因为他在家里17岁以前是父亲最宠爱的孩子。
Because before he was 17 years old and in his own household, he was the favorite of his father.
他一个打击再接一个打击，最后在这个13年之久，他最后打成了一个阶下囚。
One blow after another, in these 13 years that he experienced, he became a person in jail.
我相信哦，这个对这个做过连太阳、月亮、星星都吓他吓败梦的这个约瑟来讲，是没有办法接受也没有办法理解的一个事实。
I believe it is really hard for Joseph to accept and to understand, because he once had this dream of like sun and moon would bow down to him.
这样子的一个 dream 的人，但是他的经历确实完全好像不同。
He had such a grandest dream, but his experience totally said the opposite.
岂知神是要约瑟自己在一重又一重的苦难里面亲自经历神的同在和神的拯救。
But little did he know that Lord had his purpose to let him experience God's salvation and grace through all that he experienced, all those tribulations.
经历神的同在。
And to experience God's presence especially.
更经历神在人面前赏他的恩宠啊，或者是智慧。
Furthermore, to experience God's favor for him in front of people.
这样子呢，神慢慢教育他，他 他就达到那个长子的那个神要他的达到的那个程度。
So gradually, as God trained him, he gradually reached the true status of the firstborn.
而且呢，在同时，神也是为了将来20年以后一定会发生的大饥荒做准备。
At the same time, God was really preparing for this big famine that was about to happen in 20 years.
他要让以色列全家的生命不但得以保全，而且能够大大昌盛，成为一个大族。
He wanted to preserve all the lives of the Israelites, the whole household of Jacob. Not only that, he wanted them to be prosperous during that time.
所以呢，约瑟也必须经过这个，将来帮助他的全家。
Therefore, Joseph had to go through these difficulties in order to help his family.
可是我相信约瑟他在受苦开始的时候，他是绝对不知道神这个心意的。
But I believe Joseph didn't know this will of God in the beginning as he started his sufferings.
39章开始就讲到约瑟被以实玛利的骆驼商队带下了埃及。
So in chapter 39, the Bible wrote about Joseph was led by the commerce team of the camel commerce team and down to Egypt.
他被卖给法老的一个亲信的内臣。
He was sold to a close officer of the Pharaoh.
是护卫长波提法。
It was a Potiphar, the officer.
Yeah.在这个约瑟他你想他一定是很伤心对不对又没有帮助的这个低潮的时期
As you can imagine, Joseph was so sad and was low and had helpless
而且到了个完全陌生的地方没有别人可以靠
And he was at a complete strange place and nobody to rely on
他就只能转向那个赐给他两个梦的那个神
So he could only turn to the Lord who gave him those two dreams
但是你从那个圣经的记载我们可以相信因为神在帮助他他渐渐的可以胜过记恨兄长自怨自怜的这种心情
But as you read the Bible you can see because God was helping him was with him he gradually was able to overcome that hatred and unforgiveness regarding his brothers who sold him
那么这位信实的神啊不但亲自给他同在，还给他百事顺利。
This faithful God not only was with him all the time, but also let him be prosperous in all things that he did.
甚至连他的这个主人啊，波提法都逐渐看见，他的确是有神的帮助。
To the point that his master Potiphar was able to see that he really had help from the Lord.
所以你看见从39章开始。那个耶和华与约瑟同在，也使他做的尽都顺利。这个话就接连的提了两次。
So as you can see in the Bible, starting from chapter 39, say Jehovah was with Joseph and let all and blessed all he was doing. So that was repeated twice.、嗯、
所以你就看见，大概是在10年左右吧。那个波提法渐渐就把全家所有的完全交给约瑟管理了。
So you see, in about 10 years, Potiphar handed over to Joseph his entire household management.
而且把他提拔成为伺候自己的一个亲信。
And he also promoted him as the like his best pal in the house.
你就发现，在波提法家里。除了波提法他自己的家里人以外，约瑟就变成最有权威的人了。
So besides the immediate family of Potiphar, Joseph became the most authoritative figure.、
嗯、那这样子还算顺利的日子，不知道过了多久，因为没有记载。
So we don't know how long that period of time lasted. You know, it seemed like everything was going well.
但是这个波提法的妻子呢，竟然就慢慢的看上了这个英俊潇洒的这个奴仆了。
The Potiphar's wife somehow started to fall in love with this handsome young slave.
她总想跟他发生关系。
She wanted to have a relationship with him.
所以世界上实在没有新事哦。
So really, under the sun, there's nothing new.
但是约瑟因为敬畏神，他就不敢做这个大恶，因为他知道他做了不好的事是得罪了神。
But Joseph feared the Lord, and he wouldn't do such evil thing because he knew if he did anything like that it would be sin against God.
以至于这个女主人 没有办法的时候，他只有有一天趁那个约瑟一个人在办公室的时候呢，在屋里面办事的时候，他就抓住他身上的外衣，想要他就范。
So the lady, master of the house couldn't do anything else. So one day when nobody was around, she grabbed Joseph.
所以就是在这个约瑟快速马上逃离这个诱惑以后，他就恼羞成怒了。
So when Joseph ran away from that temptation, she got so mad.
他竟然向他的先生啊波提乏诬告约瑟戏弄自己。
So she basically told a lie to her husband that Joseph was kind of taking advantage of her.
Yeah. 那这个波提乏因为是有大权的嘛，护卫长。
Because Potiphar had the big power of authority,
他是可以置人于死地的。
He could put anybody to death.
但是他没有。
But he didn't do that.
所以我想他可能虽然是生气啊，但是因为他熟知约瑟的为人。
So I think even though he was unhappy and angry, but he probably knew very well that how Joseph, what kind of person Joseph was like.
他不太完全相信他太太的话。
He didn't fully believe what his wife said.
他就并没有判约瑟死刑，他只是把他放在他自己的 住家的里面，有一个监禁埃及王囚犯的一个监狱里面。
So he didn't put Joseph to death, rather he just put him into the jail that was within his kind of household area.
那个我听有的人讲说，其实他们全家的人大概都知道这个太太在想这个约瑟，因为他一定不是只有那次才出这个行动啊。
So maybe it was at that time the entire household of Potiphar really actually knew the intention of Potiphar's wife because probably that was not her first time trying to do something.
但是不管怎么样，你就会看见这个约瑟，他就本来是奴隶嘛，已经算低的身份，又被打下一层，变成被关起来的一个囚犯。
Regardless, you can see Joseph was basically demoted from the status of slave to begin with to a person in jail, even worse.
他就生活在比这个原先奴仆更糟的环境里了。
So he was living in an environment worse than when he was a slave.
所以整个的三十九章就给我们看见他一生里面最苦的日子。
So the entire chapter 39 allowed us to see the worst time of Joseph's life.
这些环境呢，正像诗篇105篇19节说的，耶和华的话试炼他。
So this was just like what's described in Psalm 105:19, God's word tried him.
Yeah. 那当这个约瑟从神的手里面顺从地接下这些不幸的事件以后呢，
When Joseph obediently accepted these from the Lord's hand,
我们就看见他还是在神面前不改变啊，仍是忠于职守，而且尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力的与主同行。
We can see Joseph really didn't change his heart. He was following the Lord with all his heart, all his mind, all his soul, and all his power.
他的心也一点都不存苦毒。
And his heart had no bitterness.
所以这个我想我们中间任何一个人的遭遇都比那个约瑟好多了，是不是？
I would think none of us had as bad an experience as Joseph did.
我们再经过不幸的事情，好像我还没听到我们中间有一个人像约瑟这么惨的事情。
And whatever kind of difficulties we've been through, I haven't heard anybody being through things as bad as Joseph's.
但是约瑟是我们的好榜样，我们碰到不幸的事情的时候，我们到神的面前，从神的手里面接下来就没有问题了。
But Joseph is really a great example. When we encounter difficulties, we come before the Lord and accept that from the hand of the Lord.
所以你就看见啊，他实在是尽量在神的面前过日子。
So you can see he really wants to live a life in the presence of the Lord.
一个被圣灵充满的人，一个神属神的人，最后一个最大的一个特征就是谦卑。
A person filled with the Holy Spirit and a person who belongs to the Lord, what you can see, the main character that he or she has would be humbleness. humility.
因为你发现启示录是讲哇狮子坐宝座，对不对？
Because you can see in Revelation, in the book of Revelation, the lion is on the throne.
但是我们看见的时候是一个羔羊。
But what we also see when we see it, it's a lamb.
所以你知道真正掌权的是一个羔羊，是一个谦卑柔和的人。
So the one who really reigns is the lamb, a humble person.
你看见创世纪三十七章六节，约瑟向哥哥讲他的梦的时候，中文是翻请听啊。
So if you read chapter 37 and verse 6 about when Joseph was telling his brothers about his dreams, in Chinese the translation was please listen.
Yeah, 英文也是 please listen.
English is the same. Yeah.
但是 Darby 的翻译就是比较靠近原文的翻译，就是说 here I pray you, 就是我请你，我祈求你。
But Darby's translation, which is a little bit closer to the original language, was here I pray you, that has the sense of pleading.
所以你就看出他在家里面虽然很受宠爱，可是他不骄傲。
This shows that even though he was greatly favored in the house by his father, he was not proud.
以后你看见在法老的宫里，后来最后的时候掌大权的时候，他也仍然保持这个谦卑。
Also later, when he was in Pharaoh's palace, when he was in great power and authority, he was still humble. He remained his humility.
你看见这个态度，一直到五十章，有六次出现讲他这个态度。
You can see recorded in the Bible all the way till chapter 50, there are six times when the Bible recorded his humble attitude.
37章两次，40章两次，50章两次。
Twice in chapter 37, twice in chapter 40, and twice in chapter 50.
然后我们在刚才这个39章还让我们看见一个我们该警惕的事情。
Then there's another warning from chapter 39 that we can see.
就是约瑟心里明白，这个他犯罪任何罪的严重性是在于得罪神。
And Joseph knows in his heart that the seriousness about any sin that he commits would be to sin against God.
所以虽然那个主母啊，波提法的妻子天天引诱他，他不听他的要求，也不跟他一个人在一个地方。
Even though, so that's why even though his female master daily kind of tempted him, and he would never go close to him or staying with her, he would never go close to her or staying with her individually at any place.
可惜有一天这个主母就是趁他一个人在的时候就进去拉住他。
But unfortunately, it was when he himself was doing business in the house alone, and she entered the room and trying to tempt him.
所以就很不幸地引出这么很严重的一个诬告。
So that unfortunately led to this terrible accusation, a false accusation of him.
所以我想我们今天实在是个在一个放纵、邪情私欲的世界里活着。
So, you know, today we all live in this world full of... We indulge in idolatry and adulterous and lust.
所以我们真的是要在这个方面特别的小心。
So we really need to be super careful about that.
因为约瑟在这个神给他的苦难的里面有美好的反应跟学习。
Because Joseph, in this difficulty that God has given him, he had good learning and action.
他的心态非常好。
He had a good attitude.
所以最后虽然是在监狱里面呢，他却完全得到这个司狱长的这个信任。
So in the end, even though he was in the jail, he was able to gain the entire trust, the complete trust from the jail person in charge, jail master.
所以这个人呢，司狱呢，就把一切的囚犯跟事情都交在约瑟的手里。
So the jail master gave all the business of the jail to be dealt with by Joseph.
这个，所以约瑟在慢慢在神给他的环境，这个最好的环境里，他也慢慢升高了。
So in this terrible environment that Joseph God received from God, God led him to rise in his status.
而且我们如果看圣经的话，让我很稀奇、很震撼的，就是在这一章里哦，有四次 重复, 耶和华与约瑟同在。
Also, what astonished me most, amazed me most, was that in this chapter, there were four times when the Bible repeated, God was with Joseph.
三次重复使他所做的尽都顺利。
And three times repeated that he made everything that he does prosperous.
然后又有两次引出两次说约瑟因此得人恩宠的话语。
And also twice, the Bible said Joseph found favor in people.
这里这个中文是翻成蒙恩，好像我们会想到一个 grace，但是它其实是有 favor啊，是得到人的恩宠。In
Chinese, although it says it, he received sounds like grace, but actually it means he received favor from people.
哎，还有两次。 那个重复，神因为约瑟赐福的话。
And also there twice it was repeated, God give blessing to others because of Joseph.
而且在他被打入监狱啊，进入一生中最恶劣的阶段的时候，又特别讲到神向他，就是向约瑟施仁慈怜悯。
And also when he was thrown into jail, the worst period of time in his life, Bible specifically mentioned that God showed him kindness and mercy.
这个中文是翻成施恩啊。
In Chinese, it says God gave him mercy.
三十九章，二十一节。但是，我觉得这个原来翻译比较好，就是 kindness，就是仁慈跟怜悯。它不是光光就说一个恩典啊，就是给他有仁慈有怜悯。So
that's the verse, chapter 39, verse 21. So the original translation actually is kindness and mercy. So the Chinese translation only had showed mercy.
啊，所以这些特别提到神自己的话啊。 在后来约瑟变成宰相，脱离苦日子以后，你就反而看不见了。圣经上没有写了。So
these are the special words that regarding God blessing Joseph. And actually, after Joseph became the high power official, actually you don't see these words anymore.
因为我想那个时候在外面的彰显太多了，所以就不用再提了啊。
And because it was at that time, the outward manifestation was already very obvious regarding God's blessing, so they didn't need to be mentioned anymore.
我想我们大家要稍微想一想，他通常我们以为哦，神向一个人施恩，有恩宠，恩慈怜悯，他的环境一定是很平顺，对不对？很好，很好。
I think we also need to think a little deeper, because usually we would think that if God is blessing somebody, his environment and all he encounters would be all good and smooth.
但是没有想到吧，在他最糟的时候，神说施恩宠给他，又给他仁慈怜悯，又与他同在。
But you probably didn't think about the fact here, it was the time when Joseph was in his worst period of time in his life, and the Bible said God made him, God was with Joseph and caused all that he did to prosper in his hand and give him a kindness and mercy. So this is actually God's way.
因为他要我们知道，在他必须训练我们的苦日子里，他必定将他自己给我们的。
Because God wants us to know that when He trains us through difficulties, He will show Himself to us.
所以我想我们如果有困难的话，你赶快可以到神面前，你说约瑟是这个样子，我也要你跟我的同在。So
I think when we encounter difficulties, we should come before the Lord and say, Oh Lord, you helped Joseph like that. I want to be the same, and you please be with me.
因为他父神宝贝我们，才让我们受训练。Because
our Heavenly Father loves us so much that He wanted to train us.
他在受训练的日子，他一定把他自己清清楚楚地给我们。In
the days of training, He will clearly show Himself to us.
我们的在他头脑里对神的知识，就变成我们的经历，那种时候才是变经历的时候。
And then our knowledge in our mind will truly turn into our experiencing spirit.
所以看到苦的时候，不要逃，不要抱怨神。
So when we're in pain and in difficulties, do not complain.
要学约瑟，从神的手里面接下来。
We want to learn from Joseph to accept it from the hands of the Lord.
但是一开始当然像我以前提过的，可以奉主的名。 拒绝捆绑，如果那个是从仇敌来的，we don't have，我们就不需要太。但是如果拒绝捆绑了一阵子，他还继续来的话，你就知道那是出于神。
But as I mentioned previously, that in the beginning, when you encounter those things, you could start with resisting and binding the work of Satan, because it might be coming from the devil. But if you have done that and resisted and bound the work of Satan and it's still there, then it's probably from the Lord, you accept it.
那么你就会经历到神亲自向你显现。
Then you will experience the true appearance of Lord to you.
好，在40章呢，就讲到大约瑟大概是在27或者28岁的时候呢，这个有一件事情发生，就是法老生气，把那个他的酒政和膳长都下在波提乏的监狱里。
So in chapter 40, when Joseph was about 27 or 28, Pharaoh was in big anger and threw his cupbearer and the chief chef into the jail.
那波提乏呢？ 因为这个两个人等于是法老最亲信的人嘛，所以他就让约瑟去伺候他们。
So because these two were actually the closest to Pharaoh, and Potiphar just sent Joseph to take care of them.
但过了一阵子，我们也不知道有过了多久，但是这两个人呢，不谋而合，在同一个晚上各做一梦。
But after a while, both of them somehow had a dream on the same night.
约瑟第二天早上看见他们的时候，发现两个人都面带愁容。
So when Joseph saw them the next morning, he noticed both of them had this grieving look on their face.
因为当时他们的埃及人认为这个梦是跟将来有关系的。Because
at that time, the Egyptians believed that dreams had something to do with the future.
所以他们有一堆的专门解梦的专家。So
they had a lot of experts to kind of interpret the dreams.
所以就常常请这些人来说解释自己的梦。
So they often invite those folks to come and interpret their dreams.
但是这两个高官呢，现在呢，在监狱里，那哪里去找什么解梦者，是不是？
But right now, those two Pharaoh's officials were in the jail, so they couldn't go find any dream interpreters.
所以他们心里就很愁苦，就面带愁容，因为他们不知道自己的梦是做什么解释。So
they were very sad and dejected.
那这个时候，约瑟就请他们说出他们个人的梦了。So
Joseph asked those two to talk about their dreams.
而且他一开始就说把这个解梦的能力归给神。
And especially that in the beginning, he said, he gave honor to God, and he said that all abilities of interpreting dreams belong to God.
你从这个时候开始一直到创世纪的末了，你会发现约瑟，我如果数的没错的话，有16次。
So from that point on until the end of the book of Genesis, if I count it correctly, there are 16 times when Joseph ascribed all that he did to God.
这里是第二次。This
is the second time.
那么约瑟就先解那个酒政的梦了。So
Joseph first interpreted the cupbearer's dream.
跟他讲说，他三天之内呢会官复原职。And
he said he would return to his original office in 3 days.
可是后来解膳长的梦的时候，就是说，哎呀，你三天之内会被斩首。But
then when he interpreted the dream of the baker of Pharaoh, he said, you will be beheaded in 3 days. I'm sorry.
但是当约瑟跟那个酒政解说完他的梦，就是三天会官复原职的时候，他就跟着就请求，你在法老面前，替我求情。So
when Joseph finished interpreting the dream for the cupbearer who was about to get his original position back, he started to Joseph pleaded for had a request for the cupbearer.
Yeah, 请他。 救他出这个地牢，他告诉他原来是什么情况。
He asked him to help him be released from the jail, and he told him the true story, how he came into the jail.
当他自己解释他原来是被拐来的这个拐卖来的希伯来人的时候，他有提了8次的我。
So at that time, when he talked about how he was actually sold to this place, he was a Hebrew to start with, there were 8 times he mentioned I.
但是你发现啊，我们在主里面，光光是我有需要是不够的。But
you will notice that in the Lord, when you only have only if it's only I who have any need, that's not sufficient.
我们一定要等到神有需要的时候，那就 work 了，就开始发生作用了。
We have to wait when God also has a need, then things will happen.
哎，这样子，所以这个约瑟又等了两年，因为这个九镇官复原职，三天官复原职以后，就把他给忘了。
Therefore, Joseph waited for another 2 years because the cupbearer, once released from the jail, totally forgot about him.
我们现在事后当然知道九镇那个时候是必须忘记他的。
So of course, when we look back, we know exactly that the cupbearer had to forget Joseph at that time.
因为如果那个时候这个约瑟被放出来的话，那个时候法老还没有做梦呢。
If he didn't, and Joseph was released, Pharaoh hadn't had a dream yet.
还差两天。
So there's 2 years earlier.
那么他没有做梦的时候，他没有替法老解梦的话，他如果被放出来，就不可能成为一人之下、万人之上的一个宰相，对不对？
So that way, if he had been released at that time without interpreting the dream for the Pharaoh, he couldn't have become the most high official right under Pharaoh.
Yeah.那么约瑟的全家也不会得到他的照顾。
And then the Pharaoh's entire family couldn't have Joseph's entire family couldn't have been blessed by him and taken care of.
而且他自己的两个梦呢也不会成就。
And also his own two dreams wouldn't have been accomplished.
因为我们看见后来他给儿子起名字的时候，他愿意把他的父家都忘了，他大概不会回家那个时候。
Because you will notice later when he was giving names to his two sons, he was trying to forget all his father's household.
所以你看见约瑟必须在那个地牢里还要等两年。
So you see, Joseph just had to wait in that jail for an additional 2 years.
我们的需要必须跟神的需要配合，才会得到解决。
Our needs have to match with God's needs.Before it's completely resolved.
对约瑟来讲，这两年又是一个试炼，对不对？
So to Joseph, those 2 years were additional tests.
所以圣经上常常提到忍耐是非常重要的一件事情。
So that's why the Bible repeatedly mentioned that endurance is very important. Patience is very important.
我们大家一起来读一读，因为这个非常重要。约瑟的忍耐真的是了不起。
So let us read some scripture verses because Joseph's endurance was really amazing.
我们翻到马太24章13节。
So let's read Matthew 24:13.
马太24章13节。
Matthew 24:13.
我们中英文一起读好了。
Let's English and Chinese go together, please.
Okay.
But the one
唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。再念一次啊，因为这个太重要了。
Again, because it's so important.
唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。哎，所以你看见这个是忍耐到底的才得救。我自己的感觉是，这个是最难的功课了。
So you will see those who endure to the end will be saved. I personally feel this is the hardest lesson.
哎，这个因为这就是熬炼哈，像个那个熬在下面有火，就像火在下面烧，但是你一定要忍耐啊。
Because it's really endurance. It's as if like fire are underneath you to burn you, but you have to endure.
哎，我们再读一节圣经节，再读两节是诗篇126篇。
So let's read another scripture verse, two places scripture verses, Psalm 126.
126篇诗篇126篇五节和六节
5 and 6 Psalm 126 5 and 6、
哎、这个中文这个撒种的种啊，是那个seed 就是单数的，就指着基督耶稣讲的、啊、
So in Chinese the seed、
嗯、
notice it is actually yeah, the original language is in singular form
是指着主耶稣基督讲。
It refers to Jesus Christ.
好，我们一起念五节和六节。
Let's read verses 5 and 6.
Okay.
流泪撒种的 in tears, shall weep with joyful shouting.
那带种流泪出去的，必要欢欢乐乐的带禾捆回来。
Shall indeed come again with a shout of joy.
所以你看，在神教育我们的时候，有一段时间真的是流泪。
So as we can see, when God trains us and disciplines us, that sometimes we really weep and cry.
但是这个，当我们是在主的面前撒这个主的种子的时候啊， 你的结果一定最好。
But as we cast out the seed before the Lord, your end results will definitely be the best.
你知道，凡是神的做法、神的原则，他一定成就的。
Because the way that God deals with things will definitely get things done.
所以你流泪的时候，一定要到主的面前去。
So if you weep, go before the Lord.
从他手里面接下来，而且好好学。
Receive what's from the Lord.
那我可以
and your lesson.
我可以跟你保证，有一天你就是欢欢喜喜的再回来。
Then I can guarantee you that one day you shall indeed come again with a shout of joy, bringing his sheaves with him.
但是呢，这时间可能很长，这过程可能很长。
But this process might last for a long time.
所以忍耐非常重要。
So endurance is of super importance.
那么四十一章，下面四十一章。
So chapter 41 of Genesis、
这个。哎，我们刚刚讲神的需要，神的需要约瑟来养活以色列全家，还有当时的埃及和中东的时候，终于到了。
We just talked about God's need, so now in chapter 41, the God's need for Joseph to provide for his entire family of Israel, and at that time when.Egypt and the Middle East, the timing was finally there.
那个九正出监以后满两年的时候，法老就连做两个梦。现在事情开始了。
So it started with a Pharaoh had two dreams, and 2 years after the cupbearer was released from the jail.
那法老早上醒来就很不安。
So the Pharaoh was very anxious after he woke up.
然后他把全埃及的术士博士都招来以后，没有人能够解释。
So he found all the smart men and folks from Egypt to try to interpret his dream.
没有人能解释。
Nobody could.
这一下呢，九正就想起来了，在地牢里有一个替他解梦的约瑟，对不对？觉得不错的。
So then the chief cupbearer remembered Joseph who interpreted the dream for him.
哦，这两年这个约瑟终于等到这一天了。
So finally Joseph was able to see that day.
所以约瑟他们就把他梳洗干净了，然后带到法老面前。
So they let Joseph to be cleaned up and brought before Pharaoh.
他第一句话又是把这个解梦的功劳归给神。
Once again, that Joseph started with saying the ability of interpreting dreams comes from the Lord.
而且他听完法老的梦以后呢，第一句话又是说，神已经把所要做的事都指示法老了。
And also after he heard the Pharaoh talk about his dreams, he said, God has already told Pharaoh what you need to do.
所以你看见，如果你去看的话，我如果没有算错的话，约瑟在跟法老这一段的谈话的过程里面，他有五次提到神。
So if I counted correctly, that when Joseph was talking to Pharaoh about his dreams, he mentioned God five times.
他屡次显出他谦卑不居功的这个性格。
And repeatedly showing that how humble he was, and he wasn't taking the credit for himself.
而且从这些话里常常提到神，你就看见他跟神之间有一个很亲密的关系。
And as you read through these verses, you could tell how close a relationship that Joseph had with God.
他知道神的心。
He knew God's heart.
所以这你看他的整个事情啊，真的是神的苦心的计划。
So this whole thing, as you can see, God really carefully planned for it.
我们看见神先把他安排在波提法家。
So initially he was in Potiphar's house.
神让他不但熟知这个宫廷里面的运作，因为他从来就是一个游牧的家里的孩子，怎么会知道宫廷里的事情？
So that Joseph could understand the things about the royal courts. Because otherwise Joseph was a shepherd in the field. How could he ever know what's going on in courts and royal courts?
而且他在波提法家也就慢慢熟悉埃及全地的情况。
And when he was in Potiphar's house, he gradually got to know the entire situation of the land of Egypt.
神为什么后来容让那个主母把他送到地牢里去呢？
Why would God let this female master send him to the jail?
因为他在地牢里，他就等到了这个法老王的两位亲信。
Because when he was in the jail, he was able to see and meet the two closest officers of Pharaoh.
因为是最靠近法老的人，所以他就经过这两个人，就对法老这个王就更进一步的认识了。
because those two were the closest to Pharaoh, he was able to have a good understanding of Pharaoh himself.
而且对埃及全国的情形，他也更加清楚了。
And he was able to have a better understanding of the whole land of Egypt.
哎，所以你看，神的时间一到的时候，神呢赐给他有一个治理的恩赐，
就。
就继续在波提法家跟地牢里的学习性训练期之后，在法老的面前就大大放出光芒。
So once God's timing is right, you can see all the training that Joseph had received in Potiphar's house and in the jail was able to be used, right at the right moment.
他有这个英文叫什么 ？Administering, 就是行政，就是治理的这个。
So he had this gift of administration.
然后你看见啊，约瑟一开口，他就把头七年应该为后来七个荒年所做的准备都头头是道的清楚讲了。
So as you can see, as soon as Joseph started to talk, he laid out the entire plan for the next 7 years for Pharaoh.
这个。我想大概是他已经听说法老这个梦，因为人家解说不来，然后告诉他的时候，他大概一面在梳洗的时候，一面就在想这个应该怎么办哈。
So I was wondering maybe because he had already heard about the dream, because many people couldn't interpret the dream. So as he was getting ready to see Pharaoh, he was already thinking about how to interpret that dream and how to plan for the future.
Yeah.所以他讲这个头七年该怎么办，后来七年怎么办，他不但使在场所有的臣仆都佩服啊，连法老都两次认为是神在指示他。
So when he was talking about the plan for the next 7 years and the 7 years after that, not only all the officers over there respected him and was amazed, and even Pharaoh also mentioned twice that he thought God must be with him.
所以你看看稀不稀奇，就是这个样子啊。三十岁的这个时候，三十岁，约瑟三十岁。
So isn't that amazing? At that time, Joseph was 30 years old.
前一刻他还是地牢里面的囚犯。
A minute ago, he was still a prisoner in the jail.
下一刻就摇身一变成为全埃及第二号的掌权的人。
And the next minute, he became the second highest officer, just right next to Pharaoh.In Egypt, yeah.
这个我想他没有，他从来没想过。
See, he would have never dreamed of that.
法老而且不但赐给他一个妻子。
Pharaoh not only gave him a wife,
还给他一个新的埃及的名字。
But also a new name in the Egypt.
你知道这个法老这个新的名字给他新名字的意思是什么
？You know the meaning of the new name that Pharaoh gave?
救世主。
It means savior of the world.
或者可以翻译成供应生命者
or can be translated as sustainer of life.
所以你说这是不是神亲手的工作？这实在太明显了。
Don't you think it is the work of God himself? That's so obvious.
哎，这个是我想这个约瑟前一刻真是没有想到的。
So I really feel like Joseph would have never thought about that.
但是神一做，你看神给他的荣耀有多大。
But once God started to work, see how what kind of glory, amazing glory that God gave him.
法老，而且就接下去把一切所有的人事物都交他管理。
So then Pharaoh just gave all the people and things and stuff for him to minister.
这个跟约瑟有关的这个 all, 英文这个 all 这个字啊。
So related to, so everything related to Joseph in the English it says all.
中文是解释成不同的，好比说全地啊、各地啊、所有啊、一切等等哈。
Chinese translation talked about the whole land, all the areas, regions, and everything, and all possessions.
从这里开始一直到创世纪末了，还加上三十九章的 all 字啊，如果我没有算错的话，出现四十二次。
So from here till the end of Genesis, including the word all in chapter 39, if I count it correctly, all together, all, the word all showed 42 times.
这个实在是啊，他甚至到了像法老的父亲一样的那个地位。
So he even reached the status of almost like Pharaoh's father.
好像是在做法老全家之主的那个地位。如果你去看四十五章八节
，so and he was almost kind of acting like the master of Pharaoh's entire household. If you look at the verse 8 of chapter 45,
你说这是不是神的 一个大大的奇迹。
Isn't that a great miracle from God?
神对顺服他的人，愿意被他训练的人，你看他的赏赐有多大，这是难以想象的。
How great is the reward that God gives to those who are willing to be obedient to Him and to submit to His will?
我们今天在新约在灵里其实也是一样的啊。
It's really beyond our comprehension, and today in the New Testament time, in the Spirit, we're exactly the same.
因为在灵界里就是这样。
Because that's how it is in the spiritual world.
那当时的情况呢？他们一般人只囤积足够第二年所需用的五谷粮食。
So at that time, most people would store up only 1 year worthy of the food for next year.
那约瑟一上任以后，他马上开始走遍了埃及了。
So as soon as Joseph took his position, he started immediately to walk all around Egypt.
他在头七个丰年里面嘛，因为前七年是个丰年。
Because the first 7 years were great harvest, and so in those first 7 years of great harvest,
他就教每一个人把每一个城周围田地的五谷粮食通通都积存在本城里。
So he collected all the food and all the grains and stuff from surrounding areas to Pharaoh's household.
各个城，因为有很大的地方。
Many countries and cities and yeah, so he
通通都积存起来。
He collected them all.
而且多得不可胜数啊。
Yeah.
非常多。所以到了荒年开始的时候，那个饥荒遍满当时的天下的时候。
So and then when, so he had such abundance and couldn't be counted. And then later when the famine began,
yeah, 各地的人呢就只能往埃及到约瑟那里去买粮了，因为只有他们有粮了。
People from everywhere had to come to Egypt to buy food because only Egypt had food.
在头七个丰年里面呢，约瑟就生了两个儿子。
See, in those initial seven plentiful, abundant harvesting years, Joseph had two sons.
他把长子起名叫马拿西。
The first son, the firstborn was named Manasseh.
意思是说使之忘了。
Meaning causing to forget.
因为他说神让我忘了一切的困苦和我父的全家，他连父的全家也都忘了。
Because he said, God has allowed me to cause me to forget all of my pains in my father's house.
我们接下去读一下创世纪四十一章五十二节。
So let's read Genesis 41:52.
四十一章五十二节。
41:52.
他给赐，我们中英一起读啊。
Let's read in both Chinese and English together.
他给次子起名叫以法莲，因为他说神使我在受苦的地方昌盛。这个中文的小字，这个以法莲是使之昌盛的意思。
So the little words in Chinese, the little small print in Chinese, Ephraim, means cause me to be fruitful.
但是那个 Darby 的翻译这里是 double fruitfulness, 就是双倍的昌盛。
But Darby's translation here actually is double fruitfulness.
所以你看见后来这个老二这个以法莲被立为长子，因为他有双倍，长子的双倍。
So you can see later, Ephraim actually got the double portion because it's.
所以你看见神不但使他昌盛，使他 double 双倍昌盛。
So you can see God not only granted him fruitfulness, but also double fruitfulness.
所以这两个儿子的名字就表现出当这个约瑟出了神给他的这个主要的教育训练期以后。
So the names of the two sons of Joseph showed that after Joseph walked out of that training discipline period of time that God prepared for him.
这个跟神终结的赏赐相比，这个经过的苦难都不重要，他也不怎么记得了。
So his pain was really insignificant compared with the great rewards he got from God eventually.
Yeah, 他都不太记得了。
So he didn't even want to remember all his afflictions.
忘不忘出是另外一回事，他根本都不太记得了。
He didn't remember. He didn't even remember.
当然约瑟在这个地方因为哥哥们让他伤透了心所以他就愿意把他忘记啊。
Of course, at that time, Joseph's brothers were really, Joseph was really hurt by his brothers, so he didn't want to remember them anyway.
但是还有一方面就是这个时候约瑟还不完全明白神的用意所以呢他只好把他父亲的全家通通摆在脑后不忘记了。
But the other aspect is that he, at that time, Joseph still was not fully aware and understanding God's plan for purpose.
His family,
for his family.
所以我们看见啊，他被兄长卖，不怀恨，也没有心存苦毒。
So you can see he was sold by his brothers, and experienced all those difficulties, but he didn't have bitterness in his heart.
Yeah. 他做奴仆的时候呢，也竭力的虚心顺从。
And when he was a slave, he tried his best to be submissive.
被人诬告打下地牢，他也不自怜。
And when he was wrongly accused and thrown into the jail, he didn't self-pity.
Yeah. 被受益人忘记，他也不改变在神前的学习。
And when he was forgotten by those who benefited from him, he did not complain or complaining.
他对神忠心。
He was really faithful to the Lord.
这十三年的这个厄运没有让他抱怨神。
So all those 30 years of afflictions did not make him complain against God. 13 years of afflictions.
然后这个这么长的等候也没有让他气馁。
And he was, he didn't lose his heart during this long suffering.
而且他不但保持自己洁净。
He kept himself holy.
他眼目也专注在神自己的身上，不然过不去的。
And he fixed his eyes on the Lord, otherwise he could not have passed that.
我们看见这个是他的什么？他是一个被神筛的人，他是这个麦子被筛的。
So we can see he was that man who was screened by God.
我们今天神也在筛我们每个人啊。
So God is also sifting each one of us.
但是他一点，这约瑟在一点都没有给仇敌有笑的机会。
But Joseph did not give any opportunity to the enemy to laugh.
他是什么？是得胜者的榜样。
He's a really good example for the person who is victory, the overcomer. Yeah, he's really a great example of an overcomer.
他真是，我看过好像其他的人的遭遇好像都还没有约瑟这么惨。
So I have to say, I see the afflictions of others as never as bad as Joseph.
但是你知道，因着他在这个教育训练期的得胜啊，在万人之上的时候，他也不会被腐化。
But because of his victory through this discipline period of time, he was even when he was above all other people, he was not corrupted.
最后，他可以使当时的天下都因他得福。
And eventually be a blessing to the entire land at that time.
所以我们从他的经历啊，我们可以很清楚地看见，神如果给我们什么难处。一定是为了准备我们将来的侍奉的。
So from his experiences, we could see clearly that God, if he gives us any afflictions, it must be a preparation for some future victory.
侍奉
service, future service.
我想这个是神真正要的神学院的教育。
I think this is the true training of a seminary that God wants for us.
人的神学教育神学院只能给你一点知识。
So the seminary training by humans are only giving you knowledge about Bible.
但是神的这样子的给我们的 training 啊，这种 discipline 啊，是真正的教育。
But God's training and discipline, are real training.
不但带我们进到最好的一个结局，成为神的家，天的门。
He not only leads us to the best ending in becoming God, house of God and gate of heaven.
而且做他所爱的儿子，就是得到儿子的名分啊，或者是长子，差不多的。
Becoming his son, the sonship.
为他执掌王权。你看那个约瑟，就等于替法老在执掌王权。
And reign for him.
而且呢，在为我们属我们范围里的一切人事物都带下祝福。
But also that we can bring blessings to all that we in our sphere.
这个是神考验我们的目的。
So that's the purpose that God changes us.
那我们现在先岔出去一下，想一想梦的问题啊。
So can we just deviate a little bit to talk about dream?
神在旧约的时代呢，常常用梦跟人家讲话。
In the Old Testament time, God often talked to people through dreams.
新约比较少，多数是直接讲的。
But it rarely happens in the New Testament. Instead, it's more direct in the New Testament time.
因为梦人那个梦是在人意识不能自主的情况之下发生的。
Because dream happens when humans' conscience cannot have control over it.
这叫英文的 term 就是 altered state of consciousness.
So it is under an altered state of consciousness.
所以我们有梦的时候，我们一定要查验这个是不是从神来的。
Therefore, we have to test and see whether a dream is from God.
随便听信梦是很危险的。
Do not believe in dreams just as is, because that could be dangerous.
甚至在旧约的时代也是要查验的。
Even in Old Testament time, the dreams have to be tested.
你如果要看的话，你就可以看那个耶利米书29:8-9.
For example, if you want to check up the Bible verses, it's in Jeremiah 39:8-9.
我们两个快快的替大家念一遍。
Okay.
万军之耶和华以色列的神如此说：不要被你们中间的先知和占卜的诱惑，也不要听信自己所做的梦，因为他们托我的名对你们说假预言，我并没有差遣他们。这是耶和华说的。
For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, do not let your prophets who are in your midst and your diviners deceive you, and do not listen to the dreams which they dream, for they prophesy falsely to you in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord.
所以如果有一些超自然的现象发生的话，最重要是先带到神的面前去求主印证，是从你来的还是从仇敌来的。
So if any supernatural things happen, really importantly that we need to bring that before the Lord and to test and check if that's from God or whether that's from you, your flesh.
等到我们熟悉神的声音以后，一听就知道哪个是神的声音，哪个是仇敌的声音。
Once we are familiar with God's voice, then we can distinguish what's the voice from God and what's the voice from devil.
但是重要的还是要去查验。
But it's really important to check and discern.
因为我们永远是就是还是人，很软弱的人。
Because we are always weak human beings.
那么圣经白纸黑字在创世纪里记载的人里面呢，特别提到跟见证有关的只有这两个人。
So in the Bible, clearly recorded in the book of Genesis, among those who mentioned related to testimony were only Joseph and Jacob.
Only
Jacob.
雅各跟约瑟，不是约瑟跟犹大，是雅各跟约瑟。
Jacob and Joseph.
这两个人是得到长子名分的人。
Because those two got the firstborn sonship.
我们一下，我们一起读一下圣经诗篇78篇。
So if we could please turn to Psalm 78 together.
78:2-5.
Psalm 78:2-5.
这个很不幸的，这个中文的翻译在旧约里面常常这个法度其实就是见证。
So in the Chinese translation, the law is really actually oftentimes it should be testimony.
所以第五节的在雅各中立法度其实是立了见证，立了神的见证。
So in verse 5 about the law that was set in Israel, that actually means testimony in Israel.
我们可不可以中英一起念78篇诗篇78篇2-5节。
So let's read together in Chinese and English Psalm 78:2-5. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not conceal them from their children, but tell to the generation to come the praises of the Lord, and his strength and his wondrous works that he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should teach them to their children.
Yeah. 然后你看见这个就是说他在这个雅各的里面立了这个见证啊。
Then you see he has appointed a testimony in Jacob.
还有一个是诗篇81篇。
The next verse is Psalm 81.
3-7.
Through verses 3-7.
Okay, 我们也可以中英一起念。
We'll again read in Chinese and English together.
81:3-7.
So Psalm 81:3-7.
Okay, 请。
The Lord trumpeted at the new moon, at the full moon on our feast day, for it is a statute for Israel, an ordinance of the God of Jacob. He established it for a testimony in Joseph when he went throughout the land of Egypt. I heard a language that I did not know. I received his shoulder of the burden. His hands were freed from the basket. You called to trouble, and I rescued you. I answered you in the hiding place of thunder. I proved you at the waters of Meribah.
所以只有这两个地方提到这两个人是见证啊。
So only these two places mention that these two people are testimonies.
而且这个见证像是古时的谜语，也像是我所不明白的言语。
And these testimonies like are like riddles of the old, and what I words that I don't know.
讲到这个神的见证啊，在过程的开始的阶段，跟一般人的想象完全不一样。
So talking about God's testimony during the process in the beginning, it's usually different from what human can imagine.
我们刚才已经讲过一点，甚至是完全相反。
We already talked a little bit about that, and sometimes even opposite.
就是说，神要我们成为他的见证的时候，因为这是神的目的啊，他需要我们自己要慢慢顺服，耐心的体验。
When God wants us to become his testimony, he wants us to gradually submit and be obedient and experience.
要假以时日才能够慢慢借圣灵领会的。
It really takes time, and through the Holy Spirit, can we understand it?
这期间的确是有段时间像是谜语，是自己完全没有办法明白的。
And during process, during this whole process, really there are period of times that we would.It's just like a riddle and a puzzle we don't understand.
神对利百加说，以扫要服侍雅各。
God said to Rebekah that Esau will serve Jacob.
但是你想，必须逃离这应许地的是雅各，不是西扫。
But the one who had to escape from the promised land was Jacob, and it wasn't Esau.
然后约瑟梦到父母兄弟都来向自己下拜。
And Joseph had this dream of his parents and brothers bow down to him.
却被出卖。而且做奴隶，而且被打入地牢。
But he had to be sold, and became a slave and was sent to jail.
所以这个是跟人想象的完全不一样，所以说是谜语，是我们不能明白的。
So that was entirely different from what human beings can imagine. That's why it's called puzzles and riddles that we can't comprehend.
但是在创世纪三十七章十三节讲得很清楚，当时被父亲。名字叫做以色列，不是讲雅各。约瑟被父亲以色列打发去找哥哥，就是出事的那次，是用以色列这个名字，我们就晓得这个没有办法明白的这个过程是神开始的，是神教育栽培他的计划。
But we can look at the Bible. It's actually interestingly specifically mentioned that when Joseph was sent by his father to find his brothers.His father's name was used as Israel and not Jacob.
所以我们清楚看见，在我们以为自己受苦的时候，如果我们能够转向神的话，这个时间就会变成我们一生中最宝贵的时段。
So using the name of Jacob means at that time it was really it was from God. So when we can understand that when we are feeling we're suffering, if we can turn to God, then it'll become a most precious period of our life.
因为那段时间神一定会亲自与我们同在，也不是马上啊，过了一阵子以后，这都是个 test.
Because in those kind of difficult period of times, God will surely be with us. Of course, it may not be right away because it's usually a test.
所以，但是呢，我们一定是开始实际经历神。
But we will really start to experience God in reality.
你知道，我们今天人常常做培训啊。
Because we know, today we often do trainings.
但是我发现主是只做培训，另外一个培子。
But God really guides us constantly and walking with us. It's like a companion coach.
Yeah.
He always constantly walk with us.
他训练我们的时候，他就是陪在我们边上。
He's with us all the time and help us.
一个老师不能陪在你身边，也没有用。
So a teacher cannot really always be with you, and it's useless also. God.
但是凡是经过的人都可以同声说阿门。
But all those who have experienced him can all say amen from heart.
我们都可以同心赞美他亲灵的教育和栽培。
So we can really wholeheartedly thank him for his training, his walking with us, and his help.
实在是人想不到，而且也办。 办不到的。
It's really something that we cannot think of or accomplish.
你会发现，这样一位神是真正宝贝我们的神。
This God is the God who really cherishes us.
也愿意跟我们亲近的神。
Who really wants to draw close to us.
虽然他允许火窑临到我们，但是他在火窑里与我们同行。
Even though he allows the fire to reach us, but he walks with us in the fire.
我们感谢赞美他无边无际的爱啊。
We really thank and praise our Lord for his boundless love.
他愿意把他自己托付给我们这么渺小软弱的人，真是太神奇了。
He's willing to give himself to us such tiny and insignificant people and weak people.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，当我们思想到你给约瑟经过的训练的时候
，Dear Heavenly Father, as we ponder upon the training that you have given to Joseph,
我们感谢你把这个故事放在创世纪里。
We really thank you for placing the story in the book of Genesis.
让我们在经过困难的时候。
So that when we experience difficulties,
我们可以学习约瑟的一点点，能够跟着你往前走。
We can learn a little bit from Joseph and to follow you.
因为你实在是最宝贝我们的天父。
For you're the one who loves us the most.
你看见我们这个旧造有多少的痛苦。
We have so much pain in our old self, old creation.
你要与我们分享这个新造的幸福、愉快。还有自由、喜乐、生命。
We want to share the new creation of all its freedom, its life, and its joy, and the happiness.
我们真是再一次把我们自己完全献上在你的面前，当作活祭。
We once again present ourselves as a living sacrifice.
我们现在如果中间有人愿意这样做的话，我们有一点点的时间安静在神面前，你自己把你自己献给神，当作活祭。
If any of us here are willing to present yourselves as living sacrifice to the Lord, please take some time to give your offering to the Lord.
我们亲爱的天父
Dear Heavenly Father
有你的同在实在是最最美好
How wonderful it is to have your presence
主我们真是再一次把刚才把自己交托完全奉献给你的人祷告
We want to pray once again for those who presented themselves to you as living sacrifice
主我们说了算数
Lord, you really mean what we said
我求你在这里就照样，你怎么样恩待约瑟，怎么样与他同行，你也照样与我们每个人同行。
Please, Lord, as you walked with Joseph, be walk with us as well.
愿我们能够让你的心满意足。
Let us, really please you.
不但是个人，我们的教会也能够让你心满意足。
Not only individually, but also corporately.
真是成为你的家，天的门。
To become house of God and gate of heaven.
让我们不敢凭着自己的看为好的去做。
So let us not do anything according to what we see as good.
我们只能做你看得好的去做，因为那个就是带给我们最终的最美好的结局。
But to do what you see as good, because that brings us the blessing in the end.
因为你知道一切，我们看得太有限。
Because you know everything, and our own understanding is so limited.
主，求你在这个末后的日子准备你的新娘。
Lord, please prepare your bride in this end ages.
让我们欢喜快乐迎接你的再来。
Let us rejoice in welcoming your return.
愿你也在我们中间得着满满的安息和满足。
And may you gain your full rest among us.
谢谢主的恩典。
Thank you for your grace.
奉耶稣基督圣名祈求。
In the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.